Welcome. You're listening to the prologue of the Raising Water podcast.
More than 100 people died and hundreds more are still missing after the worst flooding in parts of Western Europe for several decades.
This is a country of 160 million people today.
Een hevige orkaan samenvallend met een springvloed bracht op 1 februari een ramp over Nederland.
Now also face the struggle.
When we read, listen and watch news stories about water in the Netherlands and Bangladesh, they are mostly about the threats it brings in the form of floods. These floods have brought our two countries together. And since the independence of Bangladesh, the Netherlands and Bangladesh have been cooperating to tackle this and many other water challenges.
The first collaboration I can recognize is how to introduce winter rice.
Yeah, what I always like best is really trying to get it done. And when we started to work in Koolna as part of the Water as Leverage program, visiting Koolna for the first time, walking its streets, really figuring out what to do, that's the experience that really, you know, will always stick.
I'm very excited to have these two guests here with us. Today we have two well-known water experts who are greatly admired by people from education and research, government and private sectors, NGOs and international development communities in Bangladesh, Netherlands and beyond.
In this podcast series, we focus on the stories behind the relationship of the two allies and friends working together to deal with current and future water challenges.
So this is a good time when Bangladeshi professionals and Dutch professionals can sit down and define how to approach future, because future is totally uncertain due to climate change.
I would say to focus more on learning from the everyday realities and aspirations of those who are potentially or are actually most affected by the effects of climate change and water.
I'm not saying we always did right. Eh? We tried. We also come, like the rest of the world, from a modernistic age, an age where we thought every problem had one solution. We now know that that is stupid. The one that we share is that the differences are the opportunity to connect. So working on water never stops. It sticks with us forever.
Thanks to all for taking part in the podcast.